There are a lot of festivals going on now, and we've got one coming up this weekend. It's just simply called Food Day, Food Day 2012. That sort of encapsulates what a lot of people are interested in when they go to festivals, besides the music. But Food Day is a very specific celebration. It's part of a larger national celebration as well and organization. So this is Food Day in Lafayette, Food Day 2012. With me in the studio are Laura Gary, who's an intern with the Acadiana Food Circle, Marcus Descamps, who is a gardening consultant with the Acadiana Food Circle, and Troy Primo, who loves food.
Self-professed pepper aficionado.
Grows peppers hotter than probably anyone else around here and creates many interesting things with those peppers. And you all are all involved in the efforts to put on Food Day here in Acadiana. It will be taking place on the 27th. And it will take place at the Hyman Memorial Park. So I think we'll start off by talking just a bit about the Acadiana Food Circle and why you all might be interested in putting on Food Day. And Laura, I know you're an intern with the Food Circle right now.
Yes.
What is y'all's mission? What do you all do?
Our main mission is pretty much connecting the consumer with the producer, and we're really there just to facilitate this connection. And so we have a directory with all the local farmers and different businesses that have local ingredients to sell, and just we have all the farmers markets also listed. And it's just an easy guide for you to just quickly look in and see if there's something you're interested in or a farmers market you're interested in. And there's contact information, which is especially important. So you can actually contact people like local farmers and ask them questions or, you know, start a relationship with them. And so that's our main mission. And we also are really big into kind of talking about healthy local food and kind of giving out information about that, like what's in season. And so, you know, when it's in season, it's just going to be better tasting. You're going to like it more. It's going to be better for nutrient wise. And yeah, that's about it. So that's our main mission.
And I know you'll have a great Facebook page, and you keep people up with things like that, seasonal items and whatever you all are discussing at the moment, topics of interest for people who might want to know more about local production.
Yeah, definitely. And people are open to posting stuff. Like a lot of people put like farmers market, or if they're having an event, like a local farmer is helping out with an event, they'll put like, hey, I'm going to be there. So if you like my stuff, like come and support this. And it's a really good, quick way to just keep in contact with everybody. And I mean, who's not on Facebook nowadays?
Right. And it also seems like you have great useful information in addition to just who's going to be where. Just information about, I don't know, beekeeping and planting and just nice seasonal information about that.
Yeah, there's definitely people can, they always put like if there's a presentation at like UL, for example, or if someone's having a workshop. And so that's another way that people, you know, maybe instead of just buying, they want to get involved and like learn how to grow their own garden or beekeep. You know, it's definitely a way to kind of start connecting that way too.
Right. Well, now Acadiana Food Circle, y'all are quite well established. You're a nonprofit organization. You have your Facebook page and you're getting lots of information out there for people. And Food Day is, I guess, a way of being even more visible to the community. But it is part of a larger organization, foodday.org. It's a nonprofit organization, I think.
Correct. Yeah.
And they put out lots of information as well about
this. Definitely. Food Day kind of sprang up as a way to talk about real food and to like celebrate real food and start the whole movement towards real food. And this kind of sprang up to kind of be 6 months after Earth Day. And so it kind of made sense that, you know, they're kind of tied in together. You can't have one without the other. And so Food Day was kind of brought up to start this whole movement and try to keep pushing it forward because it does have a really good movement right now. But, you know, sometimes things slow down. And so these events all around the country is just a way to keep, you know, talking to people about what real food is, you know, what's healthy, what's sustainable, what treats the farmers, you know, the people who grow your food, what will be the best in their interest for their well-being. And, you know, also about animals, to know where your animals are being raised and all that. Mm-hmm. And so Food Day is definitely a good day to just learn all the information. It's a lot of information. If you just want to know it all in one day, it's pretty much the place to be.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting to know that it's 6 months after Earth Day, because that's been an amazingly successful day.
Yes.
And really has grown, and people celebrate it in so many different ways. And really, they've interpreted it, I guess, according to their region and, and what their needs and environmental interests are. So really, a really nice way to remind people that, yes, from the Earth comes this food, and we need to know more about it. So foodday.org, people can go there for information about the national organization, I guess. And, of course, you have a presence on the web and Facebook here locally.
Yes, yes. Okay. And for Facebook, it's Food Day Acadiana.
Okay, so they have a special page for Food Day Acadiana.
Yeah.
They can find out more. Again, if you are just tuning in, we are talking about Food Day 2012, and it will take place here in Acadiana on Saturday the 27th. Now, is that that nationwide, that day,
no,
or people choose their own day around this time?
It's really, the day is October 24th, okay, but since we wanted a day to have people actually, we want to like attract children because we have a lot of children activities, and just, you know, Saturdays are just so easy to just kind of, you know, you're off of work and you just go for an afternoon special of learning about food, and like ours is 2 to 6 p.m., so it's like that perfect time. Just have people come, but the actual food day is October 24th, and
which
that's when
is tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. So people can celebrate it, and by eating a lot, eating healthily though, and we will celebrate it on Saturday here in Lafayette. Food Day Acadiana 2012. Also, Laura Gary is an intern with the Acadiana Food Circle. As I mentioned, Marcus Descamps is a gardening consultant for the Acadiana Food Circle.
Yes.
What do you do with them? Why would they have a gardening consultant?
Well, you know, gardening is becoming much more popular in the recent, and people have a lot more questions because most people haven't been, haven't always been gardening, and, you know, there's always someone who knows a little more about you than you do. So as a consultant, I just I help people get a leg up and also find some local sustainable materials, because, you know, lots of the gardening practices that we do and we take for granted aren't as sustainable and as green as we think they might be.
Well, it's interesting to say, you know, people don't really know how to garden. I guess there's been like this skip in generations, though, because probably everyone's great-grandparents had
it's
gardens.
It's been a pause.
You know,
yeah,
it's like
you
a
know,
pause.
Everyone's great-grandparents were farmers, but we definitely had a gap where that was, agriculture was less and less popular.
Right.
But that's,
so we lost that knowledge.
For the first time, we've got people, you know, who want to be farmers. It's not a forced thing. It's a choice. Mm-hmm. So it's a great time.
Right. And whether they do it as a kind of a business or just something to augment their family's nutrition needs.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Most people, they want to do it because they want to be able to show their kids where the food comes from. And children really enjoy gardening. And it's a great way to occupy time. And it's a healthy learning experience. So, you know, it's not a surprise that gardening is definitely gaining speed.
Mm-hmm. How did you get interested in it?
I got interested in it because I was interested in insects. And I was studying film, and I was recording, I was filming insects. And I soon learned that in order to find insects, you definitely need to know a lot more about plants. So I started to just dive into plants, and it's a bottomless pit. You never learn everything. It's an endless road of learning.
Well, now, did you find yourself gravitating towards useful plants at
definitely,
some point?
Definitely mm-hmm. edible and useful plants. Mm-hmm. Things with medicinal values or things that can help us in the culinary sense. So, yeah, I'm way more of a utilitarian kind of guy. So mm-hmm. those are the plants that really pull me in, and that's the ones that fascinate me.
And was your education, did you teach yourself? Were you trained someplace, or you just...
A lot of self-taught horticulture, yeah. You know, a lot of the things I've learned have been from talking to guys over 70. You know, most of the really progressive organic movement is look into the past, because before we had chemical fertilizers, there was no other choice, so... When we look into the past and we ask people what they were doing before, we can find so many answers, and it's that's a really enriching place, and it's hard to find that on the web or anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially it's so regional, also.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of books that are on organic gardening, but most of them are not tailored to our amount of rainfall, how much humidity we have, and also our short winters. So
and the kinds of bugs we have here.
Absolutely, bugs are really intense. So. So, you know, adapting that to Louisiana, I think, is very important.
Right. Well, I can see why they asked you to be their gardening consultant.
Well, thank you.
So you're going to be a part of Food Day this coming Saturday. You're going to have a booth set up there.
Yes, I'm going to have some plants. And, you know, if people have any kind of gardening questions, they can feel free to ask. Food Day is going to be great because it's sort of like the catalog is coming to life. So you've got all these vendors and these resources put in one little spot for you at a beautiful time of the day. You know, it's going to be nice and cool. I can't think of any better way to spend the afternoon.
Right. You'll be learning so much. And again, as you say, so many experts there that you can ask questions.
Right. And, you don't just have their phone numbers. You have them right in front of you, ready to answer those questions.
Well, what kinds of plants will you have? Will these be edible plants primarily?
Yes, fall vegetable plants. You know, your broccoli and your kale, cauliflower, cabbage, and several different types of lettuce, and some herbs, common herbs, and some not so common, and maybe a few butterfly plants because, you know, insects are really an important component inside the yard and the garden. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going to be bringing, as well as some local resources like rabbit manure.
All right. It makes every gardener's heart beat. Just think of their healthy plants. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about Food Day 2012 in Acadiana. My guests here are involved with the Acadiana Food Circle and efforts to bring more information to people about fresh, healthy food, much of it grown locally. Troy, you've been growing peppers primarily for a long time.
It's been years. I think about 7, 8 years. It seems like longer. But
and I think you were here before and we asked you how you got started. And it was your family.
My grandfather.
Yes.
I can relate with Marcus in that you got to learn from another generation. They survived the Great Depression. If you can grow your own food and be sustainable doing it, the world's going to be better. You're going to have, you know, less expenditures. You can put it back in your family's pocket. Fossil fuels, you know, all that stuff. So, but with me, it's peppers, Primo's peppers.
Sounds like it's also a pleasure for you, too.
It's like I said, do what you do with integrity.
Right.
So that's what we're going to be doing out there.
Okay. And so you're going to have some of your wares there. And are you cooking also?
Cooking a chili from scratch. So
with lots of peppers?
Lots.
Okay.
Going with the source, you know, like reconstituting the real deal from New Mexico and putting my pepper powder in there. So I've got some stuff that...
Bowl.
Yeah, I'm going to have stuff on the side that, you know, if you want to go for it, really go for it. I just tested one of my peppers and it's 1,434,000 Scoville heat units.
That sounds intense, and I don't even know what you mean by that.
Well, a jalapeno is about 5,000, if that helps you out at all.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
So, I mean, maybe I'll get somebody to sign a disclaimer before they do such.
I don't know how healthy that is.
Well, it's real healthy, you know. Right. Cedars-Sinai has done cancer studies on capsaicin, and it does reduce tumor growth, but it's a vasodilator. I mean, I was in nursing before horticulture, you know, come get your vasodilation.
Oh, now there's a marketing ploy, vasodilators. Okay, so we know there's going to be some plants and lots of information about gardening, lots of peppers.
Jellies.
And there's going to be lots of other food as well. What kinds of food can people find at Food Day on Saturday, Galora?
Yeah, well, definitely we're going to have some gumbo there. Made with local ingredients, and we're going to have homemade breads and just like homemade sweets made also from local ingredients, mainly the local honey that they get around here. So that's definitely, and we're going to also have coffee, which is not going to be local, but just so you know, and maybe some fruit juices and popsicles, and so it's going to be really good. And an exciting thing is we're also going to have local beers for sampling, and also for you know, you're feel free to like donate for that, and that's with Trails, and so that's going to be really nice to have there. And you know, while you're enjoying your food, we're just also going to have free music throughout the day. So we have like Larry, Amy and Friends and Delta Papa that's going to be there and play, and it's just going to be a really good day with lots of food and music and kids activities. So if you're bringing the kids, beware, there's a petting zoo, which they'll probably love. And there's also the Children's Museum of Acadiana is going to be there with activities.
All right, and plus they'll enjoy the food as well, the children.
My gosh, yeah.
Now, you mentioned honey. Are the Acadiana beekeepers going to be there? Or
no.
Is it, okay, you're just going to have the honey.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just most of the baked goods will be made with the honey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know they had a very successful program with CSET not too long ago about beekeeping in Acadiana, and lots of interest in that as well, in addition to gardening, getting those insects that you love so much to produce for them. So again, we're talking about Food Day Acadiana 2012. It will be very centrally located. It's in a very nice place, and I'm surprised not more people use the Hyman Memorial Park. It's a lovely little park right on the corner of Girard Park Drive and South College, so people can see it. Where do they park? Is there parking right behind the little park? Or?
Yeah, so there's parking actually right behind it, but the city of Lafayette actually got done with the parking lot that's along it, and that would be along South College, and it's a huge parking area, and it's connected to the little parking area, so you could turn just on the Girard Park Drive, or you could just be on South College and pull into the parking lot there, so... Either way, it should be pretty easy to pull in, and there's lots of parking, so there won't be any issues with that.
All right. And y'all are going to be there from 2 until 6. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you've got all the makings of a great festival, food, music, children's activities, and lots of really good information that y'all will be giving, and experts like yourselves will be happy to answer questions about what you grow and how people can do
time.
It. Yeah. Troy, are you going to have actually pepper plants there so people can see some of those?
Not going to have any pepper plants on them, Marcus. You might have some, huh?
A little late in the season, right?
So
plenty of peppers in the spring, but not in the fall.
Right. You can maybe if you have a greenhouse, but and not everybody's that fortunate. I'll tell you what, I will have pepper jelly.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, that's what she does.
Okay.
She's really good at it.
Right.
I'm just
So the pepper products.
Pepper products.
Yes. Okay. And lots of information about the peppers.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to help anybody with that.
Okay. And about how many plants are you going to be bringing, Marcus?
Enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. People don't need to worry that will run out.
I'll have plenty of plants.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I want to tell you that my guests are Marcus Descamps, and he is the gardening consultant for Acadiana Food Circle. Troy Primo grows peppers and just loves food and is quite involved in these various activities. And Laura Gary is the intern for the Acadiana Food Circle. They are putting on Acadiana Food Day 2012. Should people want more information about the national organization, that's foodday.org. And what are the other local pages?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. That's Food Day Acadiana.
Okay, and then your website is what?
Oh, and then acadianafoodcircle.org.
Right, and I think through your website you can order those or download the directories you're talking about?
Yes, you can get the directories. You can download them. They're a PDF.
Okay, you're making it very easy for everyone. So find out lots of great information. That's this Saturday. Wonderful food, wonderful, dedicated, passionate people about food, local food, a really good opportunity to get more information. Bring your whole family out and introduce children to the fact that things can be grown and that you can eat those. Well, thank you all for
all
of your work.
Thanks for having us.
Coming by to let us know more about it.
Thank you.